Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is a media engine designed to bring happy talk to you to help invigorate and to help elevate your mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness. Well, you've heard of the cliche, right? It takes a village to raise a child. Well, my special guest today is Peter F. Taylor, Jr. He is a servant leader who has dedicated his time in making a difference in touching a child's heart and changing a child's life through Dollars Against Diabetes Bowling Tournament on Dad's Day. Yes. It is a day for disenfranchised kids to skate at pinstripes in Macon, Georgia on Father's Day, free. Peter is a Maconite who studied at Macon State College, a devoted husband, a member of New Hope Baptist Church in Macon, Georgia, employed at Graphic Packaging International, Inc., a member of the Macon Masonic family, Secretary Treasurer of Local Union IAMAW number 1034, President of the Central Georgia Federation of Trades and Labor Council, President of the Georgia State Council of Machinists and Aerospace Workers in Georgia AFL and CIO. Need I say more? I will say one more thing. He is someone who knows the way, someone who goes the way, someone who paves the way, someone who will show you the way in community connection and social networking. Need I say more? Well, I have the special guest right here on Happy Talk Radio, right here, right now. Hi, Peter. How are you today?
Well, hello, Gloria. Happy to be on Happy Talk Radio.
Great, great. I'm so excited to have you on my show. I know that you are so community connected and you are doing a lot of wonderful things for the young people, and that for the past 3 years you have been connected with the Dollars Against Diabetes Bowling Tournaments on Dad's Day. Please share information with us in terms of how you got started in this capacity in helping the community.
Well, we started in the community over 20 years ago, actually, with the Diabetes Association to help them raise funds to help those that need help. But the last 3 years, we made changes and corrections that we thought would be better in helping us raise funds. But before, we was associated with Kroger's in raising those funds. But this time we saw a golden opportunity with the new bowling alley in this area, and they connected with us, and we worked it out 3 years ago, and so far we've been doing real good.
So how do you choose the kids that will be participating in this program?
Well, the last couple of years we've associated with the kids from the those that are less fortunate, from the children's home, to help them when for those kids that were not able to get out and do things on their own. So we went ahead and got with the supervisors and at the children's home, and they gave us an opportunity to take those kids out and take them bowling. And at the same time, the money that came in to pay for those kids going bowling was from our local unions. They bought all the lanes, bought all the shoes, bought all the food, and everything that was raised. After we paid for all our expenses, then that goes to the Diabetes Association.
Well, how did you all decide to choose Father's Day to host this event for the kids?
Well, actually, Gloria, it's real easy. The letters of Dollars Against Diabetes says dad. The first letter in each one of those words spells dad. And actually, we don't actually do it on Dad's Day. We do it the day before Dad's Day, which will be Saturday, June 16th, 2018. And it makes a difference. We usually start around about 10, 10:30 in the morning. But Dads Against Diabetes is what we call it, even though it says Dollars Against Diabetes. But it's all of us working together. And with all the unions that we represent in the 17 counties in the Middle Georgia area, it just makes good sense to help the kids get better.
So who are your support team in addition to yourself that makes this happen?
Okay, well, we have a very, very good support team that works in the background and in the foreground in a very good sense. We have Mr. Harry Murray. He is the coordinator for this event. And we have Ms. Jeanette McElhaney. She's also a part of this special group that makes sure that this event goes over smoothly. So it's myself, Harry, and Jeanette McElhaney, and they do a very good job of making sure we put this on and put it on in fine fashion.
So the money that you raise for this event, it goes in terms of helping a child come to Pinstripes to skate free?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Those kids that are actually selected to be a part of this Dollars Against Diabetes bowling tournament, yes, all they got to do is be a part of it by showing up, filling out the necessary document, and being sponsored by our local union or some other church or civic club. It doesn't make any difference. It's just as long as they're sponsored, and the sponsorship is $100 for a four-person team, $25 for one player, if one player just wanted to be per person. But either way, we try to make sure that every kid that comes out there is going to bowl or skate or play games, whatever it takes. But it's an opportunity for us to show kids that there is a better way of living, better way of doing the same old things and getting in trouble. We try to show them a positive frame of mind, positive things that they can do to make life better.
Great. You are also president of the Central Georgia Federation of Trade and Labor Council. Tell us how that relates to what you are doing with the kids.
All right. I like that. That's a very good one. The Central Georgia Federation Trades and Labor Council, we was organized back in 1895, and we merged in 1957 with the American Federation of Labor and the Congress of International Organizations. These opportunities that are passed down from our international constitution acts all local areas, which is real central area, to get involved in helping the kids in special ways. And this is one of the special ways that we get involved in helping kids throughout our community, and especially through our union, because all union members, most of them got kids, grandkids, in some way, form, or fashion that we can help out. Not only do we help the kids through the bowling tournament, we help kids through the Macon chapter of the APRI, which is the A. Philip Randolph Institute. We sponsor the Martin Luther King birthday celebration back in January, and we also donate to those kids as well from three different schools. So we got a long history with donating to the kids and helping them any way we can, especially financially.
So do you have children that participate or work beside you in your quest?
Well, be honest with you, no, they do not right away, but in some ways we look forward to getting those kids involved because we start early with what they call an early participation program. And that, of course, that'll be another show. But at the same time, we got to try to get them involved as early as we possibly can. That way they can see what they need to work toward and have a good foundation that would take them to the next level of being a better person. By getting involved earlier, seeing the positive attitudes of those that are mentoring them, it just makes all the difference and it makes good sense.
Well, I see where you are a member of New Hope Baptist Church in Macon, Georgia. How does your faith play a role in what you do?
Now, that definitely adds up because I've been a member of New Hope Baptist Church for quite some time, and there's a lot of great leaders that have mentored me in New Hope. And not only that, after growing up in the youth department, I was the president of the youth department for several years, and that gave me some insight on doing what I need to do as a follower and as a leader. And my faith played an important part in that because what happened was that those that showed me the way was rooted in our faith. And so therefore, it showed me, and I have a firm foundation to head in that direction.
Well, I have looked at your Facebook page, and I have observed some of your quotes, and one of them stated that you believe in creating a life that feels good on the inside, not one that just looks good on the outside. What does that mean to you?
Oh, that means a lot. The thing about it is that this whole thing starts from the inside. A lot of people are looking on the outside, but on the inside, that's where everything is, and that's where we need to look. And we stop looking from the outside. See, that feeling that we have sometimes and we don't understand it, it comes from the inside. And that's that beautiful light that's being presented and that positive feeling that's being presented to us through our faith. And our faith is connected. We get the right vibration at any given time to do what we need to do. And that, have you ever heard of that? When you had your first, when I say first, that first feeling or that first thought, that was the right thought. That was the best thought. Now that thought coming from the higher power that creates this beautiful source of good for all of us.
Right. That's that inside inclination that leads us in the path of righteousness.
Absolutely.
We have about a minute and 44 seconds left. One other thing I would like to ask you about, it takes a village to raise a child. What does that mean to you in this event on Dad's Day?
Well, let me say this. It took a village to help raise me and the rest of my siblings and those in that community. So I understand and know what it meant when the neighbor across the street told me to go back in the house and brush my hair.
Yes.
What could I do? Go back in the house and brush my hair. Because he was part of this village, you know what I mean? And we were taught to not only appreciate, but at the same time, respect. Respect your elders. And that was part of being in that village. And they raised us the right way.
I need for you to wrap up for me because I'm going to have to say goodbye.
Oh, God, we're just getting cranked up.
I know.
Okay,
well, you are welcome to come back to my show anytime. Please wrap up with your event that's coming up this weekend. You have 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay. We like to invite everybody to the bowling tournament that's presented by the Central Georgia Federation of Trades and Labor Council. We are the voice of labor in Central Georgia. And this benefits Dollars Against Diabetes at the Pinstripe Bowling Facility at 4318 Sheraton Drive, Macon, Georgia, 31210.
Thank you so much.
June 16th. Thank you.
This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. And Peter will be back in the future. Have a great day.